Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Our guest today is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board of Seychelles Water Filtration, Carl Palmer. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited you chose to tune in with us today. The PTL Television Network is dedicated to broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. We want to say thank you for supporting the PTL Television Network. You know, Mondo, it's wonderful because you can download the PTL Television Network on your iPhone, your Android, your television. So wherever you go, you can have the PTL Television Network. Me and the team were just looking at some analytics, and this is exciting because we have a little QR code. It's what they call it in the bottom corner of the screen, which you can see. I think it's over here somewhere. And we are seeing a upspike of people using the QR code and downloading the app via the television.
It's exciting because I traveled yesterday and the day before.
Where were you? Where did you go? Tell us.
I went to the 700 Club CBN News Live. Yes. Which is a full circle because I've been hearing about CBN and the 700 Club for 26 years. So to be there was an amazing, I'm still processing it. Let me tell you that.
Right.
But I was at the airport and I'm minding my own business, you know, and all of a sudden out of the corner of my eye, I began to see people come in and it's, hey, we watched the show.
Come
it's
on,
good
brother.
To see you. And we watch over here. We watch over there. So people are watching the PTL
Amen.
Network on the
Praise
app,
God.
On Roku, Apple Amen. TV, and of course, Impact Network. And of course, the PTL Network. But it was exciting because when you leave Morningside, you don't know if people are watching.
That's right.
You know, and Dad said, you better watch what you do in public, you know.
That's right.
And I'm minding my business at the airport, drinking my coffee, and these beautiful partners from all over America Amen. Just come up to me and shake my hand, telling us, we love your mom and dad. We love the network. We watch you every day.
Amen.
So people are watching. Listen, download the free app.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot of updates on what's happening here at Morningside.
That's right.
And amazing things are happening. I'm excited because I look at the history of 26 years on how we got started.
Legacy.
And all the way to where we are today, God's miracles are happening here at Morningside.
That's right. We can see legacy everywhere we go, from Heritage USA, Pastor Jim Baker, here to Morningside USA. I mean, we're all sitting right here, a legacy of Pastor Jim Baker, and we have the next generation of legacy sitting here with us. You might have seen a new co-host
join
the broadcast.
So now just let it be known, everyone, partners, I did not have another baby. This is Lori's baby. You know, Dad, he's like, what? He always prophesies we're having babies. And
are you announcing anything?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
But this is Gabriella. Listen, this is Gabriella.
She sees her mama.
Oh, she sees her mom.
She sees her mom. It's game over when she sees
so,
her mom.
So here's the deal. One day you will see this little girl. She'll be running a camera. She'll be helping direct. They help us with our papers. Lori, you got to come up here because she sees you.
I'm about
to bring her mom. But here's what I love. Right before the show, and Mr. Carl Palmer is joining us today. We're going to introduce him. But guess what? Our babies, they have been raised on all the amazing products that have ever come through our ministry, Seychelles being one of them.
That's right.
Gabriella, I have to give you, I'm like, she's drinking the Seychelles water. She loves it. Carl, all of our kids have been raised this way. And so we're so excited what God's doing here at Morningside. We believe, just as our dad and mom, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, your faithful friends, they allowed us to be raised in the ministry and to be a part of what God was doing. We believe now we have the opportunity to do that for our children. And the legacy continues, and the generations and generations of ministers, of broadcasters, of all that God has in store.
Amen.
But we're excited. I had to give Lori a break. She had some meetings. So I said, why not?
Come on.
But we love you guys. Ricky, I'm going to turn the show back over to you.
We love our, you know, that just reminds you, Mondo, Acts chapter 2 of verse 37, it says, 37 says, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, brothers, what should we do? And Peter replied this, repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the beautiful part, Mondo. It says, for the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. It's for our children. And I want to talk to somebody watching right now that promise is for you and for your children. You may have a son or a daughter who has gone astray. You may have a grandson or a granddaughter who has gone astray. They may have been captivated by the world's flashiness, but I'm telling you right now, there is nothing more pure than the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we as parents, grandparents, are supposed to cover our children and grandchildren in the love of Jesus Christ.
This is so important that you're saying that, because the latest news right now, and again, I don't mean to bring the news right up the top,
but we
have to do it because we are living in Revelation Day.
Yeah. That's right.
Whether you agree with it or not, it's happening. The Bible has predicted, has prophesied a lot of the events that we're seeing right now. And as I'm watching, listen to this headline. Church attendance has declined in most U.S. religious groups.
Wow.
We're watching the declining, and this is more than ever to understand why we need the family to be together, the families to believe for one another, to pray for one another. We are watching the book of prophecy just develop right before our eyes, not just with artificial intelligence, not just with war happening all over the world, but when one of the things you have to look at is, where is the church?
That's right.
How is the church doing? You know, we look at Israel as a guidepost to help us understand Bible prophecy, but we also have to look at the church. The state of the church will allow you to see where we are in the book of Matthew 24. People are falling away from the faith like never before.
Truly.
But yet at the same time, Ricky, there's a revival happening in churches.
End-time harvest. That's right.
Listen, I visited two churches the last few weeks, and I can tell you that the move of God is springing out of places that no one expected. Yeah. If you hear of a church having revival, I want you to do this. I want you to not criticize it. Instead, get in your car and drive over there and experience the move of God.
Yes.
Amen. I believe that you can get some of that anointing that is happening in certain places where people are experiencing a move of God, because what's happening is 3 in 10 U.S. adults are leaving the church.
Sad statistics.
But we're not just adults. You're talking about their family behind them, their kids behind them.
That's
then you wonder, why is the church in trouble? I'm going to give you one more that someone called me the last few weeks. I got a call from a man that he's the head of some big schools in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, right now, the Christian schools are experiencing an overdose of fentanyl.
Wow, in the Christian
school. In the Christian school. That tells you we have a problem.
Right.
Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We got a problem in the church.
That's right.
We're not preaching the full gospel. We're not talking about the cross. We're not talking about the blood. Did you hear what happened a few days ago with the latest viral video that went out with a major church not using certain words to invite people to church?
That's right.
That tells you the church is in trouble when we can't be clear because we don't want to offend people.
That's right.
I believe. Because the way I believe is the way our father and mother has allowed us to believe that either you have the full gospel of the word of God or you don't.
That's right.
Right? Amen. We're not going to be one of those churches and ministries that are not going to talk about the blood. Listen, it is because of the blood.
Yes. Yes.
It is because of the cross that we're here. It's because of the repentance. It's because we believe in one another. When you stop and look at the blessings that comes to your children, when you stand on the word of God, the results are amazing.
That's right. You know, you were just talking about this. Revelation 22:18 says, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God will take his share of the tree of life and the holy seat, or in the holy city, which are written about in this book.
You know,
book.
It makes me think about what we're going to talk about today. If Carl Palmer removes 1% of the process of what makes this filter, this filter is no longer Seychelles' product.
Right.
The same thing with the gospel. The moment you remove 1% out of the gospel, it's no longer the gospel.
Right.
That's right.
And what we're watching right now with a lot of these headlines that are, you know, pretty unbelievable that is happening here in America. We're watching the shift on Christianity like never before. The wokeness has moved into the church today.
That's
right. In the military, what happens in the military? The military becomes weak the moment you remove 1% of the foundation of what people, you know, went into the military for.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, we are seeing a crisis, like you said, in the church, but we as the believers are the solution. Yeah. Believer, you're the solution. Getting out there and evangelizing, telling people about the love of Jesus Christ and not weighing away from saying, hey, you know what? You also must repent to believe the gospel. Go get baptized. Go get in a good Bible-believing church. We as believers are called to be a pillar, Mondo. Yeah. There's a reason that we are called the salt. There's a reason that we are called the light. We are sustenance to this earth, and we must continue to do that. Amen. And, you know, by standing with the PTL Television Network, you also allow us to be able to do that. So we want to thank you. It is you, the partner that I'm looking at right now. You are the reason we get to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world and bring you products like we're talking about today. Seychelles has been something that has been implemented in our life for, I say, over a decade at this point. Yes. I grew up drinking Seychelles. I went to college. I would see other people. I'd say, hey, where'd you get the Seychelles bottle from? People absolutely love this product. You know, today we're thrilled to have Carl Palmer, the chairman of the board and the founder of Seychelles Environmental Technology, here with us today. You know, Seychelles first filed its first water filtration patent in 1995 and has been an early innovator in the industry, offering sustainable and innovative filtration products to provide better water for everyone, everywhere. And we've seen that, Mondo. Why? Dad went down to the Mississippi River when it says, hey, don't drink the water. He dipped in there with Bishop Ron Webb and he drank the water. We've been down to Puerto Rico where we were in the middle of a jungle and it says, hey, don't drink the water for parasites. And we dipped the Seychelles bottle in there and we drank it. Why? Because we believe in the product. Yeah. You know, Seychelles products are rigorously tested around the world for the removal of variants, contaminants, ensuring clean water and peace of mind for consumers. No, that's what we have.
Yes.
We truly do have peace of mind. Carl Palmer, we want to thank you for being back on the Jim Baker Family Show. We want to thank you for being back on the PTL Television Network. Sure. Carl, can you provide an overview of the current state of lead contaminant in drinking water across the United States?
Lead contamination, it remains a really a very, very pressing issue in commodities and communities across the United States. We're doing an aging infrastructure, like lead pipes and fixtures and things like that. They're actually spewing off lead pieces. It's a problem that demands urgent attention, or we've got worse problems than we've got now.
You know, we have a CBS study that reveals lead in Chicago drinking water. I want to watch this and get your opinion on it, Carl.
We're going to begin this hour with an alarming new study. It's out about the drinking water in the city of Chicago. This study found an estimated 75% of residential city blocks in the city had drinking water contaminated with lead from 2016 to 2023. What did the study find exactly?
Well, Gail, I spoke to the study's lead author at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, whose team used data from nearly 40,000 tap water tests over a 7-year period. They estimate from that nearly 70% of children under age 6 are living in households where there is detectable lead in the water. That means the water contains more than the lowest detectable level of lead, or 1 part per billion. Now, according to the EPA, that level is below the threshold for action, and Chicago's Department of Water Management takes issue with the study. It told us it doesn't indicate routine exposure, but author Ben Wynn told me that kids exposed to those levels of lead could have double the lead levels in their blood compared to kids not exposed, Gail.
Wow, and all the experts I've ever heard talk about this say there is no such thing as a safe level of lead for children. So what is the impact on children this young?
That's absolutely true, Gail. And one pediatric expert I spoke to last night said there's very good data on this, that lead levels correlate with IQ deficits and behavioral problems, particularly ADHD and other learning problems.
Carl, we watch something like that and we hear, and you know, a good conversation that Marcel and I were just having is, why do we not hear about this issue more? Mm-hmm. You know, Carl, that is a question I want to ask you is, why do you think we're not hearing about these exposures more in the United States of America?
I don't have the exact question for the answer for that question, but I'll tell you what my belief of that is.
Please, yeah.
We're a small company, and at one time, when we were really promoting water and promoting water products, we had the ability to be able to go cross country and bring volumes of people like you do with your church. We have a lot of people following us. We have a lot more people concerned about the safety and the health of themselves, their children, and their friends. We don't have that anymore. We really have to push hard to build an organization that wants to try to save themselves and save their own children. That's not happening. And that's what our products do. So, you know, it's disappointing to me to see that happen. But we're going to try hard and build it back up. That's what we're going to do.
Yes. Amen. That's right. That's the best answer. Now, I have a question for you. This is one that we get quite often, actually. And it's, how does lead exposure during pregnancy specifically impact expecting mothers and their unborn children?
Well, you know, our answer to that is lead exposure during pregnancy, it can lead to severe health and complications for both the mother and the child. You know, people don't seem to understand that. It increases the risk of hypertension, miscarriaging, low birth weight, possessing significant threats to the maternal and also the fetal health. It's a real serious problem. And people aren't making a move to take care of that. And here we have a product that eliminates the contaminants that causes all these things. We remove 99.99% of lead. In the tests that were done in Sprint and Flint, Michigan, they did the test in their municipal testing laboratory that showed that there was no, it was unbelievable and untestable, and could not really realize or see any lead or copper in the water after it had gone through our filters. Well, why doesn't a family have that? Kind of seems simple to me, but maybe you can help me.
Yeah, that's right. We can help each other here. You know, Marcel, one of the things that you did today was actually you went out to the pond out front of Morningside and you got some pond. This is how much we believe in the product.
Yes.
And you actually have it sitting over there. I think we have a video of you out there.
I do. So listen, Carl,
by the way,
I just have to say, Carl, it's great to have you back on the show. I want to make sure,
you,
though, that everyone understands, as we're going to dive into this topic today. It's important. You know, the thing is, it's important that you open your ears. The Bible says, have eyes to see and ears to hear.
That's right.
That's where, when we are brought information, what do we do with it? The Lord will help us to understand. When we see crisis in America with our water, the Lord never does anything that he doesn't already have a solution for, that he's not preparing his church for. And that's what Carl Palmer, that's what Seychelles has done. But one of the things, Carl Palmer, you've been with our ministry, I believe we're going on to almost 15 years that we have together, Seychelles and the Jim Baker Show, with our parents, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, warning the church, preparing the church, trying to help to do everything that we possibly can with the technology of Seychelles. But the number one thing, as we've entered into this show, I said, guess what? We're at the Show Me State. We're here in Missouri. I heard my dad's voice in my head. He said, you have to show people to help them understand the amazing technology that we are offering today through Seychelles. So I do. Let's take a quick look at this video and we'll be right back. Mondo, Ricky, Mr. Carl Palmer, listen, I'm out here right now in front of Morningside at our pond. And the one thing that Pastor Jim, my dad, has always taught me is you have to show the people. Otherwise, how will they know? How will they believe? So you know what? We've been talking about on the show many times. You can take sources of water from sources of water like a pond, like a lake, and you can use this extreme bottle right here to filter your water. So, hey, listen, I had to come out here right before the show. It's early morning. I had to come out here and actually show you. Are you ready? Here we go. So this is our pond water. Alrighty, here we go. Now, all you do, this is how simple it is, okay? And remember, all you do is you unscrew, and I've prepared this one. Make sure you filter it out. Take off at the bottom, there's typically a yellow sticker. This is the extreme filter. All of the work comes from this extreme filter right here at the bottom. And we're gonna pour this in. This is our pond water. We just had a lot of rain yesterday, so oh boy, you can imagine what's in this water. We're gonna pop it on there just like that. Now, this is called the Extreme Survival Squeeze Bottle. Remember that filter It helps if you squeeze it. So I'm just going to show you really quickly. But are you ready? Here we go. Cheers. Amazing. Now listen, let's get back to the show.
All right.
Okay, Ricky, listen, I have to say this. Carl, listen, I know you're right there, Carl. I want to see your face. Listen, my brothers didn't even realize, you didn't realize I did that this morning. I really believe that I should get a reward or something for that, a trophy or something for that. But here's the water. I want them to see real quick, Gabriella, she's been drinking out of this water. You saw her at the top of the show. But look at this. I want to make sure everyone can see this. Control room, so make sure we get this shot. This is that same pond water, and don't worry, Ricky and Mondo, don't you think, don't you think you're going to get some too? Absolutely. But look, if we can get this shot right here, how clear. And remember that squeeze bottle is important, and Carl, you gave me that hint. You're like, that squeeze bottle helps that filter. But look at how, I don't know if you can see this shot right here. This water is crystal clear.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it tastes amazing. You can drink it directly out of the straw. So, Mr. Carl, when we say that we believe in this product, we will do everything that we can to stand by this product with you because we believe in the technology that you have created. But one of the major things that we're discussing on today's show is the lead contamination, the lead exposure, how that's just one of the contaminants that this bottle is filtering out. There's so many other items that this bottle's filtering, but why is it important, Carl? What are we seeing here? What did we just experience with the filter? You saw me, I went out to the pond, I squeezed it out. We see that clear, crystal clean water that we can drink. How important is it for us to have clean, good water? And what do you believe with, what are some of the adverse effects of lead exposure that's happening in our children and individuals? This isn't just for children. This is anyone who is drinking contaminated water with lead. How is it affecting us?
Well, the main thing, it's not affecting any of that. That's the big thing. Remember, you're not going to absorb the lead or the copper or whatever you might find in these bottles or these, the water supplies. And that's what we keep talking about. We actually write our script now only because we're trying to get to the people to understand that these are the things that are being written and being exposed. I right here beside me, I don't think you can see this either. I don't think so. Can you? No. Well, anyway, I've got 7 books here beside me. Well, here you go. Well, maybe you can't. Well, I'll hold them up once and see what happens. You see these? Can you see these books?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They said yes.
You see them?
Yes.
You see the names on all of them? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Toxic Hello. To A to Z. Yes.
These books are written. I have probably over 100 books of this nature that tells you about the problems and the needs, the health need, and the solution of being the product that can solve this problem and eliminate the contaminant that's in water that will make you health and can possibly, I hate to use the word death, but it's all over everywhere. We've got documents that you can't believe of the death volume or the health volume that's happening all over the United States and certainly all around the world. It's happening everywhere. So that's what we try to do. Our major effort here in California with our company and our products is to try to change the quality of life simply by helping people change the quality of their water. You know, we've had the last 3 times we got together, we did one on PFOA, which is deadly. It's over 200 million people are exposed to PFOA, and it causes illness and death. And there's nothing to do about it except get something that eliminates it. And that's what we do. The last time we got together, we talked about lead. We talked about copper. We talked about the different things that the product has the ability to remove. And that's what we are urgently trying to get people to, I hate to use the word buy, you know, but I say it only because that's the only way you get it. We can't donate all the water to one of these to everybody in the world. That's all there is to it. We've donated a lot. We've donated to Africa. We've donated to when Haiti had their big storm down in Haiti. We donated 50,000 units to Haiti. And the people that were dying down there, it was unbelievable what was going on. So, but we were able to donate a certain thing. We donated to the hospitals and during some of the wars for our boys are over there trying to save us. Look at those kids, you know, and let's see they're doing. They got, they, that's a, this is a, that's a different, about, that's, yep. that's two different countries, by the
Absolutely.
Way. It's a, look at there,
wow.
in Austria. You see all those gals with those bottles up in the air? They like being saved more than way, right? There's the kids helping people. So, and it's amazing. And of course, that's the story of our life. That's our mission, is to try to help you help them. And you can't compliment you and Morningside enough for your effort that you've made over this last, what is it, almost 12, 15 years now going on. But you've been the largest supplier to the market that we have and we've had over all these years. And we can't compliment you enough because you take the, there's a problem, here's the need, and here's the solution. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's
the name
yes.
of it, right? And that's what you're doing.
Amen.
And we're doing that now. And that's what we're doing now. We're talking a little bit about the problem with lead, the problem with herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides. We're talking about that with just chlorine and trihalomethanes. We're trying to hit it all. We're trying to show you what our filtered product does, but we're also trying to show you what the tremendous amount of volume of literature that's hitting the news out here and everywhere,
yes.
and people aren't doing anything about. I hate to see that, but how much I can do about it except do what we're doing together.
Amen.
Right.
You know, I love the message, Marcella, because at the PTL Television Network, our first goal is to make sure people are spiritually prepared, but we also partner with
yes.
other companies that make sure they're physically prepared as well. Mm-hmm. Now, Marcella, you set this thing up over here. I'm trying to figure out what am I standing next
yes.
to?
Yes. So listen.
I've been drinking my pond water, by the way.
That's
Come
right.
On.
And here's what's important. What Ricky is doing, and I'm going to walk over there in a minute, Ricky, but what Ricky's standing next to you is sometimes we have to see the perspective of value. You know, I look at Mr. Carl Palmer, he has spent his entire life creating these type of solutions for us. But not only did he create a system that would be able to filter the contaminations of lead, copper, heavy metals, extreme items, but he also made it affordable so
yes.
that we could get it and help to spread it into the hands of as many people as we possibly could. So Ricky, what you're standing next to is the equivalent of 150 gallons. That's 1,200
wow.
16-ounce water bottles, which equates to 150 gallons of water right there. That entire stack is 1,200 water bottles, 16 ounces. That's the equivalent of what you're holding in your hand, Ricky,
That's
what I'm
right
holding
here.
In my hand, of the Seychelles Extreme water bottle.
Wow.
This water bottle filters 150 gallons of water. So that's an equivalent of what this bottle does at a third, less than a third of the cost of what you would be buying.
What did it
for.
Cost to get these water bottles? We have a rough price on how much a water bottle, if I were to go out and buy 150 gallons worth
yeah.
of water, which is what you're seeing stacked right here, what would it roughly cost yeah. me?
Close to about $180 for an entire,
wow.
for all those water bottles. This, if I could just say it, it's about $49 when you add shipping, $49.50, it's $50. Let's just say it's $50 for high
yeah.
amount. That's the technology. But here's the thing. Not only are you getting that purified filtered water, but the contaminants that it is filtering out, Ricky. And
oh,
I,
yeah.
if I can, and Carl,
Please.
If I can, just really quickly, I think this is important. People want to know, what are some of the contaminants your bottle is handling? The PFOAs, if you haven't watched that show, go watch it. We talked about that in depth. PFOAs, also the herbicides, the pesticides, detergents. It also helps with taste, odors, cloudiness, chlorine, silt in the water. It also helps to filter out heavy metals, aluminum, chromium, 6, copper,
wow.
arsenic, nitrates. I mean, the list just continues to go on, plus radiological contaminants as well. Gross beta, alpha radium, 226. The list continues. I wouldn't have enough time, but you know what? You're listening to a man today, Carl Palmer, has invested his entire career, 50 plus years of bringing a filtration system to you. So as we're washing today, I love what Carl has implanted. He's literally put it in my brain. He said, Maricela, we cannot only talk about the crisis and talk about the problem without bringing a solution to the people.
And we have that.
And making it affordable that everyone, if they're able to, everyone could have access to clean water. And that's what we're doing as we've partnered with Seychelle. Right now, as you're watching the show, I want you to go to our website. We have partnered with Seychelle for over almost 15 years now, but now you're able to order the product directly from Seychelle. You go to our website, jimbakershow.com, click on that affiliate link, and not only are they going to give you one bottle options, there's multiple bundles where you can buy more for your family. Plus, there's the straw, there's the pitcher for the home, the survival pump on the go. There's different ways to filter your water depending on your needs. You can also call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. But I want you to understand the value of what you're able to receive in one bottle.
You know,
go ahead.
This is so important, right? Because we're looking at the state of water in our families. Carl, I have to ask you this question because a lot of times we don't think about children. Mm-hmm. And our children are drinking this type of water. Can we talk about what are some of the adverse effects of lead exposure on children's development right now?
We've been in business over 25 years. And during that period of time, I can't give you the exact number, but we've shipped over 10 million units around the world. We've tested our product in over 25 different countries that's tested our product to verify its capability of removing contaminants and saving lives and saving people, right? Now, when we started talking about children, you know, we can't write enough information about it, but let me read a couple of notes to you. Lead exposure during childhood can have devastating effects on developmental outcomes. It's associated with congestive impairments, learning disabilities, behavioral problems, reduced IQs, hindering the child's long-term health and well-being. It also affects their health as it's going along. And also in some of these articles you find people that can't stay alive because of them. You know, I don't know how to say that, you know. Absent mixing, and see where another note we wrote down, mixing baby formula with lead contaminated drink water can expose infants to unsafe levels of lead, posing serious health risks to their developing bodies and brains. It's crucial for parents to ensure that the purity of the water used for formula preparation is to safeguard the children's health. But we see that all the time. You know, people are drinking bottled water and things like that. And even the heavy metals are a problem. Lead and cadmium, there's more than two. People just talk about lead and copper. There's lead and copper and chromium and magnesium and chromium 6. And I could go on for a day naming all the contamination just from heavy metals, not to mention organic contaminants that are removing organics of different sorts, which are all man-made. So that herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, insecticides, every pesticide you can imagine, those are all organics. And that's what this product removes, all those organics. Remember we talked about PFOA? It brought the contaminant level down to one part per trillion. Not million, one part per trillion. It reduced that much, that high volume of contaminant. Wow. That for one drop, believe it or not, it's one drop in a pool, an Olympic-sized pool. That's one drop per billion, just a little drop.
Wow.
But we remove down to a billion times. So it's phenomenal to see what the results are doing and what they're doing with it. But we have the same results from lead. We also from chlorine and for trihalomethane. They're both deadly. They're frightening. And we read and research constantly. That's what all these books are. And if you would see everything that's in my office, you wouldn't believe it. Now, I had a discussion with my team right out here. And it's been interesting to see the effort that everybody's made to try to make sure that we can get back to you with the information that helps you display the need to the public and to the, certainly for the children. The next mixing Drinking water with heavy metals can have serious health implications, especially for pregnant women, fetus, and young children. Exposure to heavy metals can lead to neurological damages, developmental delays, and congestive impairments, posing significant risk to health and well-being. And to go through that and to know what it means, and to have people, if they're watching us, I don't know if they believe it or not, but this is tons and tons and tons of information. My office is not full, but nothing but a monograph. I said, right?
Yep.
I have a hard time with that word. It's not monogram, it's monograph, right? Yeah. I've only been corrected five times today on that. But anyway, what that is, that's medically certified. My office is full of 20 thick cases of publicized monograph research on water and contaminants in water and what's happened. Something that happened to us personally. We don't have this written anywhere, but we have, most of you or many of you have met my wife, and he has a brother, and he was he was a Marine, and he served in Camp Lejeune. Now, many of you have heard about Camp Lejeune, I'm sure, all the problems they're having, and they're trying to raise money for the Marines there, and all the illness that they've had. Well, he's one of those guys that had the illness. And so when he came back here, he worked with us for a while. And I used to kid him a lot because he has Parkinson's disease. And so I used to tell him not to put his hands on my desk because he'd shake everything off my desk. So it was kind of funny, but it wasn't funny. Right? So the interesting thing about all that is that just recently, it's been almost a year ago, I was doing some research in one of those monograph article booklets and research documents that came from the University of Wisconsin and the University of North Carolina. And they donated those documents to me. Gotta be worth $5 million if they're worth a penny. But one of the researchers was on Camp Lejeune, interestingly enough. I found it almost by accident, just by digging through it. And so I, when Jack came to visit me, I told him, I said, Jack, here's some information about Camp Lejeune and about your problem that you're having. And he's had that problem now for some time. And you know somebody with Parkinson's in your lifetime, you have a tremendous amount of not just pity, but my goodness, they can't really talk right. They can't walk right. And it's a shame to see it. So he took this document that I gave him. He went to the military hospital here in Long Beach, and they showed that to him, and they were pleased and quite surprised at the research that this entity had shown them. As a result of that, they asked him to come back because they thought they might be able to help him. Okay, I'm not going through a whole year. I'm not going to waste a lot of time with a lot of that. But last month, he went in with that document. They did some studies on him, and they did four holes. Drilled holes in his head, the size of your finger. And they did some research, more research with him, and they felt that he was ready for the operation. And this is something that came out of that tremendous amount of research that we did right here. And he's going through it. 2 weeks ago, they put a small slice down the middle of his head, and he went around his brain and down through his body. And I went to his birthday party Sunday, and he can dance, he can talk, he can skip, he can do anything I can do right now because he's well again. Wow, huh? It's almost impossible. I couldn't believe it when I first saw him. Wow. I was amazed. He lost 50 pounds. My God, what a wonderful thing to happen. Now, Jack worked with me and for me in China when I did so much work in China. He helped me build a reverse osmosis plant that I built for the Chinese government. So there's a lot to it. Pesticides and herbicides can enter in drinking surface water, agriculture runoff, contamination, chronic exposure to these chemicals can cause various health effects, including hormonal disruptions, neural development issues, increase in cancer risks. Pregnant women in their fetus, children are at the heightened risk due to their developing bodies and also a higher sensitivity in toxins. That's just another little document. It says individuals can take proactive measures to reduce exposure to contaminants by using our filters that remove all these contaminants: lead, chromium, copper, mercury, selenium, chlorine, trihalomethane, pesticides, herbicides. All that eliminates all these contaminants from water at a degree that's upper in the 99.99999. They call it 6 log. That removes that volume of these contaminants. It's essential to choose the filters that's independently tested by an accredited laboratory, which we do. We have I can hand it to you. It's right behind me, but they won't let me out of this chair.
They won't let you out of the chair. Come on.
Anyway, it's this thick. Just tests, solid tests on and monograph tests that prove what we are saying is true fact and how many people we've helped. We've got letters over the world from people that appreciated the effort that this product has brought to their lives.
That's right. This product has brought a lot of clarity to people's lives, Marcella. We are seeing that the people, our partners, absolutely love this product. Why? Because they know they're drinking fresh, clean, clear, contaminant-free drinking water. We switched places. You're over there now. But, you know, one thing I love about Seychelles is they didn't just invent one bottle and say, hey, you know what, that's good enough. They have a catalog of things for our partners to be able to get.
That's right. And so when you go to our website, that's jimbakershow.com, and you click on the Seychelles affiliate, here is just a display of some of the products that you will have access to. And I encourage you to go there. But this is the brand new straw. This is the hollow fiber straw. And the thing that separates this straw across the board is because it has the hollow fiber technology in it, which is the brand new technology that they've brought to the market, this straw will actually filter up to 1,000 gallons of water in this hollow fiber straw. And so that's available on the website right there for those on the go, having something in your vehicles, having something in your purse, anywhere, so that you will always have access to clean drinking water. As we talked about, our dad's favorite, you've heard him, this is the Seychelles Extreme Survival Bottle, which is the RAD/Advanced that does the radiological plus all helps remove and filters the contaminants that are in the water that we discussed, the chromium 2-6, as well as the lead, the copper, and the list goes on. The next thing is the Seychelles pitcher. This is the Seychelles pitcher that's available. This is for the home. So whether you're grabbing a water bottle or if you're like us in our home, we want to have the 96-ounce water pitchers that are available. This you filter and you just keep it on your countertop and you utilize this. You can put it in your refrigerators, refill it up so they have it for the home. And then the next bottle here that you see, this is the Seychelles PH2O water bottle. So this bottle is amazing because not only is it going to help to filter out all of the contaminants that we've discussed, it is also going to help to raise the alkalinity of your water up to 9.0. And so that's the PH2O water bottle that many have asked for. And then this is, once again, this is my husband's favorite right here. This is the pump to pure right there. So if you have your water barrels, a lot of people said, I listened, I bought my water barrels, but now how do I filter the water out of it? This is the Supreme Pump to Pure. This allows you to drop the filter down into a water barrel, into a pond, into my husband. He puts it in the river when he's going down on his canoe. He sets this into the water. And then he drinks. You can clip this onto your shirt like that. And anytime you need a drink of water, so if you're in the river, like my husband, like I said, he uses it when he's outdoor camping and he's going down the canoe for hours upon hours. He drops this into the water and all day long he has access to clean, filtered drinking water. This is a Seychelles Supreme Pump. Each of these right here, the water bottles, the pitchers, the Supreme Pump, they will filter up to 150 gallons of water, with the exception of the brand new technology of the hollow fiber straw, which will filter up to 1,000 1,000 gallons of waters.
That's right.
So I want you right now, as you're watching, you can go to our website, jimbakershow.com, click on that affiliate link. I encourage you to go there because many are not just preparing for themselves. Many are preparing for their children, their grandchildren, loved ones, neighbors, community. And so Seychelles, also too, we've partnered with Seychelles for churches. There's churches that have been writing us and calling us and saying, we'd like to prepare for our churches as well for natural disasters, just being prepared in the event of any events like that happening. We are also working directly with churches and Seychelles to bring that partnership to help you. You can call our toll-free number. Our operators are standing by to help you with any questions you have. That number is 1-888-988-1588.
That's right. Like Marcella said, a lot of us are preparing for ourselves, but also for our families, for our communities. Here at Morningside Church, the PTL Television Network, we are ensuring that we are able to help our community in a time of need. We are able to go down to the Houston hurricanes, Mondo. We are able to go and provide support in Florida when they were experiencing hurricanes as well. We love providing support in any capacity that we can. So, Carl, I want to ask you this question. What role can communities play in advocating for safer drinking water and addressing these contamination issues?
I wrote an answer to that because I thought you might ask it, okay? Community engagement is vital. What I've done is try to reach all the fire departments, the airport, the people that I know that there's tremendous, that create a tremendous amount of contamination from PFOAs, lead, copper, etc., to try to get people, to educate people to know that these are a problem and that something can be done. You're talking about $50 to save your life. I don't, that's kind of funny that people can't do that. But it's so there, that little straw that you have that you've seen there, proven, and that removes lead, excuse me, that removes bacteria, virus, cysts, cryptosporidium, giardia, etc. All those contaminants that could usually not people just make people okay, it kills them. Not every time, but it can do that. So you can simply just drink that water and you've got no problem. So I think going to the communities is a way to get to through the churches and through the schools. The schools, definitely. If you read any half the things that are out there about schools, you'll see that about 90% of all the schools in the country are allowing kids to drink non-chlorinated water. But if they do drink chlorinated water, it's high volume, and that's bad for them. So, but they don't have a simple little bottle. You know, a simple little bottle, they just drink that. And now we don't have to worry about children dying or being sick or having being exposed to that kind of concern. I said we're willing to work with communities. I work with a couple of clubs that I speak with and try to educate them best I can. And still, to be honest with you, it's disappointing to see the results. Maybe I'm not a good salesman, and that could be it. But I know one thing. We're making the effort, and they should do it. And if anybody hears this or we get a document out to people, we used to be able to go from door to door, but that doesn't happen anymore. It's developing a filtration system like this is done. Remember, these products have been on the market for 25 years, and we've sold over 10 million of them. I've been told we've sold closer to 15 million, but I don't have, the only way I have the exact number is to count the amount of filters that we put together with finished product. That's the only way we've been able to count. But remember, I've been in this business for now, well, I hate to admit it, 55 years. I invented home reverse osmosis in
69.
Yes. 69? Yeah. Wow. How many years is that? Not 55 years? A long time.
Now, Carl, you know, you've always ensured that the PTL Television Network, our partners, the Jim Baker Family Show partners, are always taken care of. Now, one thing that we're excited to talk about is this new Seychelles Subscribe and Save program. Carl, can you tell us about the Subscribe and Save program that you've put in place for our partners?
Yeah, I can help you with that, I think.
15 now.
Oh, okay. Thank you, honey. If you have trouble remembering when to replace your filter, this is for you. When you purchase your filter with subscription on a Seychelles website, you'll save 10%. on every replacement filter forever, will automatically ship replacement filters to your door on the scheduled delivery. So no more having to remember when to replace your filter. We'll send you a new one when it's time to be replaced. Subscribe and save. It's available for all of our products. Whether you are a Seychelles bottle, pitcher, pump, shower filter, straw, and you're going to want to sign up for the subscription right away to replace your filter. Did that explain it enough?
Come on, that's perfect.
You sign up for it as you buy your next product, correct?
Yes, that's right, Carl.
Okay, and then from now on, it just comes to you at that particular time. Is it on a 3-month deal?
We have options.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to be 3 months. It could be 6 months if you want to, or a year, whatever you want.
Yes.
But the main thing, it comes to you automatically, and that's what you're looking for.
And they can do that through our affiliate site.
Yes. Yeah, so what they absolutely can. All you do is you go to the website, jimbakershow.com, click on the affiliate with Seychelles. Here's the deal. And Carl, you said it, and oh boy, it's hit us all. Listen, how many times do we forget? We just simply forget. We buy these products, we use them for 3 months, and then we forget that the filters need to be transitioned and changed, because remember, that filter is filtering out the contaminants, many small contaminants that the eye cannot even see. So I'm opening, there it is right there. So here's the deal. You have to have the ability to either remember to replace this filter, or you can do what Carl has just said. Go onto the website, click on the subscribe and save. And thank you, Carl, for giving us that additional discount when we choose that of 10% off of the filters. And every you could choose 3 months, 6 months, as Carl said, indefinitely, just to make sure you never run out of the filters. And I just unscrewed that. When you get it, you just screw a new one in there, you take off the yellow, and you're ready to go and start filtering your water again. That's available when you call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Let the team know what best suits you. Let them know. Say, I want to subscribe and save. I want to be a part of that program. They will help walk you through. They will also, there's many different bottles. There's different options available. So not only will they help you, but they will help you find the right and correct filter replacement for the products that you have either already purchased, you have already ordered. And so our team is here to help you and navigate the entire site with you. That number is 1-888-988-1588. Join and be a part of not just ordering the single bottle, but also make sure you get on that subscription every 3 months, every 6 months, annually, and have those filters shipped directly to your home from Seychelles.
That's right. You know, Mondo, one wonderful thing about this is we do have the honor of ensuring that people have clean water in their homes, make sure that they're prepared with food, make sure they're prepared with generators. But Mondo, this allows the gospel of Jesus Christ to be continued to spread around the world. Why? Because the PTL Television Network is growing, and it's through our affiliate program, through you, through our monthly donations, that we're able to do that.
Absolutely. Listen, if I was you, just like this lady at the airport, she says, I want to give my monthly donation to you and take it to the ministry, make sure, because I'm not going to be able to do it this month. Mm-hmm. People love this ministry. People love standing with us. They love the message. They love what we stand for. But more than that, it helps us grow. It helps us go to the next level. Together, we're going to be able to make a difference. And listen, I suggest you write us if you don't want to do the computer, if you don't want to do any of that. Write us at P.O. Box 7330.
That's right.
You know, why? We want to hear from you. We want to stand in prayer with you. Mm-hmm. Listen, through the season that we went through a hard time, you wrote us, you wrote a check, and believe me, those checks still work. The reason why we're still here, and I believe that together we're going to be able to make a difference.
That's right. You know, one of my favorite things is actually reading letters from our partners. So I do encourage you, if you want to write us at P.O. Box 7330, send us a letter. You can put it, Attention Ricky Baker. I love reading the letters from the partners. Why? Because they're encouraging. They're insightful. They contain revelation a lot of time. Yeah. You know, a lot of the time it's, hey, we love what you're doing on the show. And they say, hey, this is something the Lord has revealed
to me.
Check to see if the Lord also has the same prompting for you. And a lot of the time I have read these things, Marcel, and I say, oh my goodness, this partner has an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, because this is revelation they are being given. So write us. We love to hear prayer requests. We used to have this thing called the wall of agreement. We still have it back in our prayer chapel, where you would send a photo in of a family member, maybe that you are wanting us to pray for, or simply a handwritten letter with a prayer request. And we would put it on that wall of agreement. And I think we should start doing that again.
Yes, amen.
We want to partner with you in prayer. We have a prayer team here, a pastoral team, who will look at that every single day and pray for these letters, pray for these photos you're sending in. So like Mondo said, write us at P.O. Box 7330. We want to agree with you in prayer for your loved ones, for yourself, for health, for anything, Marcella, because we believe in the power of prayer. We want to hear from our partners. Our partners are the reason that we get to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I can't say it enough. Every time I'm with Pastor Jim Baker, our dad, he says, make sure to tell the partners how much you love them. Yes. Make sure to take care of the partners. Make sure to let them know they are valued. And you know why? Because you are valued.
Yes.
We only get to sit here, and this is full disclosure, we only get to sit here and bring guests like Carl Palmer to have these wonderful products. Bring guests like Dr. Benny Tate, who is a pastor out in Georgia. Yeah. We only get to bring them because you support the ministry.
Amen.
That is why we have the ability to come here and fulfill the calling which God has put on our lives. So I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to, Mondo.
Yeah.
There are so many conversations that we get to have where we say, oh my goodness, if it wasn't for our partners being so faithful. And I'll say this to any other ministry in the world, PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show, has the most faithful partners in the entire world. We have the most loyal partners. When the government tried to come and say, hey, you know what, you can't do X, Y, and Z, our partner said, we are going to stand with you because we understand you are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and you've actually done no wrong. Mondo, our partners are so faithful.
Listen, and you love our family. You tell us everything about us that we don't even know yet.
That's right. That's right.
That tells you that we're close and we want to continue that friendship to move forward. So much is happening around the world. Breaking news every hour. There's something going on.
That's right.
And listen, we want to be there with you live when something big takes place. Pray for this ministry.
Yeah.
Pray for your friend, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, the revelation he's getting, the prayers. And listen, together we're going to be able to stand together. So do this. Write the number down, 1-888-988-1588, or visit the website, jimbakershow.com. Or if you want to write us today at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615, I believe.
That's right.
15, that's right. Carl, we want to thank you so much for being with us here today. We want to thank you that you are bringing insights for us. You're bringing knowledge to know that we need clean drinking water. Brother, you are a blessing to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're a blessing to the BTL Television Network. And we will see you back soon. We love Carl Palmer at the BTL Television Network. Thank you for being committed to public health. Believer watching, I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Experience the wealth of knowledge from the Ready Now Expo right from the comfort of your home. Visit our website, readynowexpo.com, now to gain access to exclusive seminars, workshops, teachings, and the roundtable discussions from The Jim Baker Show. Register today at readynowexpo.com and unlock unlimited access to our exclusive content.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
Lori, and my mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I want to thank you for standing with us and for your support. To hear more about the last day's events, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, God loves you. He really does.